Okay, good afternoon. I guess I should mention we all know that Derek was charged this afternoon, and according to university athletic department policy, he'll be indefinitely suspended. You know, it's a very, very serious matter, it's a serious subject, and we're going to let the process take its course. Let me give you an injury report that I usually do every beginning of every press conference. Manier Prince is doing really, really well. A lot of people ask me about him. He's out of the hospital. He was out of the hospital the next day, and he's moving around fine. And what they're going to do is give him MRI, CAT scan, redo those tests in a couple weeks, and then sit down with the medical staff and his family and myself and discuss his future. But the good news, he's doing well. Donovan Bonner had surgery last Friday, an ACL surgery, and he's doing well. We'll redshirt him this year. Jarrell Harrison, we have him at second team right now. He's doing well, working hard. We got to kind of see where he's going as far as swelling is concerned, but right now he's doing very, very well. We have him where he left in the depth, so he's competing, and I think he most likely will play. Jarrell Jackson has just had a great recovery, and he will play with a small cast on his hand, and has really done just remarkably well. Just could never ever predict that a guy could do what he's doing out there. So, but he's a very, very talented athlete, and certainly a positive we have back. Devin Moore has been nursing a big toe injury, foot injury, and he's looked real good yesterday in practice too. So, hopefully we're 100% there. I'm excited about the game in St. Louis. The St. Louis does a great job of putting this on. We all know it's a bowl type atmosphere. I kind of use that, kind of describe that as what it is, and it's exciting for our players, and it's certainly exciting for our fans. And you know, they're always difficult to play a game of this magnitude starting off the season. You have to be good right out of the chute. And that's, you know, as we all want to improve and become a better football team as the season goes on, you know, this is a kind of game where you got to play well right away. There certainly, with new coordinators, that presents certainly some concerns in terms of preparation, in terms of what we're going to see and what we have to go against. And so therefore, you know, we have to be kind of careful on both sides of the football. I think they're a real good football team. I think Ron Zook's a good football coach. He's a friend, and they're very athletic, and you know, first games are scary for everybody because, you know, you really don't know what you got to get out there, and we got to be prepared for everything and anything, but we're excited about it. The opportunity, it's great that it's game week, and our players are excited about it, and we've done a lot of preparation like everybody has around the country, and it's time to play and kind of see where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a backup quarterback, right? We'll make a decision Thursday. He's definitely going to play. I mean, we always will play our get some work with our backup quarterbacks, and how much will play depending on, you know, where they stand in terms of executing the offense, and so that'll be like a weekly decision how we do those things. But he will definitely play. Well, what you do is you really kind of number your receivers. So when he comes back, you look at him and you look at T.J. Moe and then you look at Wes Kemp, and we would put T.J., you know, behind Jarrell. We say, who are the three best wide receivers at this time? And that's why we made that adjustment. It would be a lot easier to put him at X than put T.J. back out at X. So that's one of the reasons why we did that. Well, first of all, I'm responsible for everything that happens with all 126 football players and my staff and everybody. I'm responsible for it, just like a parent. Your parents are responsible for their kids, no matter what they do or what they get involved with. So, you know, it starts with me, okay, number one, and I take that responsibility. You know, we've done a good job in building a reputation for running a first-class program, disciplined program, And so I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that this is that we've taken a few of these hits, and but we built the program on the discipline that we have, and we're going to continue to do. There's a process that we do. There's consequences for poor decisions, consequences for poor choices, and we plug them into the system that we created that built it. We've taken hits. I'm disappointed with it. That's an understatement. But you know, our program was built on this and got us to this point, and we're going to continue to do what we do, and I expect it to clean up. But we have to earn that back. We have to earn respect back, and that's the way it should be.
What have you told your players about their situation?
I don't discuss that. Team, any disciplinary reason, things, we always let our players know what's going on. They know before anybody else does. We do it all the time, all around. We have a lot of discipline problems you don't even know about, okay? When they happen, we let our players know through texting or phone calls, and we filter everything out so my players don't get sideswiped. So they're not going to see something on the news or in the newspaper or walking around campus before my players know. So we always let them know. We're always honest with them, and that's how we just communicate like that with our players, and I think they respect that. But we have not had a lot of meetings. No, we haven't. No, we haven't. No.
A follow up on that. You said you've got a lot of discipline problems you don't even know about.
No, I know about them. You don't know about them. I got 126 kids, okay? Half of them are teenagers. So I guarantee you, you know, I got some problems.
But I guess.
I always had. Well, first of all, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I've been doing the same thing for 10 years. We have a process where we train kids, okay, and train kids about alcohol, about assault. We don't just every once in a while bring it up. In the off season, we educate not only the athletic department, we do football and ourselves, and so we just and we're very good at it, and we're very you know, specific and very consistent. So this message just doesn't come up once every 2 or 3 years.
Coach, not talking about major stuff where there's legal actions and things like that involved, but a kid that's 5 minutes late to class or has been goofing off in practice or whatever. Talk about the role of the players, seniors, team captains, keeping the
– Well, I'll sit down off season with you and go through a whole discipline packet if you want to. Okay, you're right. Guys aren't allowed to be late for meetings. They got to be on time. They got to be responsible. We have rules and regulations and standards. And we use the term standards for everything we do. And it's the same thing we had the day we got here to the same one we have here now. And it system works. We just had some mistakes and we've taken some hits, and I'm responsible for that. I don't think that's real important. I think what we do is we have, you know, Lawrence is doing a great job. Devin Moore is, you know, those are two real good players. And we got two freshmen I think are very, very talented guys with great quickness and speed. And that's what we look at. You know, there's no sense in, you know, we move them over, move them up. That's what we do. And there's no excuses. Other people have to pick it up. And when you have, you know, we have a situation like this, other teammates have got to have to pick it up and kind of play at a different level, and that's the job that we all have to do.
Gary, how much more is Kendall just physically ready to take on a bigger role than he has as a freshman?
Well, I think you mature so much into your second year, and you know, I think he's a very talented player, and you know, him and Devin are both, you know, I think they're real good players. Devin's he has more experience than he does. But I think they'll do a great job. I mean, it's you know, I think, you know, when you look at it, the dust settles. I think they're excited about the opportunity and also feel responsibility and accountability to their team. You know, they want to produce to help their team.
What makes you say the system's working right now?
What, excuse me?
You said that you have this system.
I said that we have the same system we've had in place and it works. That's how we built our program.
What makes you say that it's working?
because I would think that most people would think that up to this point we're a very disciplined program and respected program. I think just the overall experience of the whole year. I think things slow down; they continuously slow down as you mature. You know, the defenses you see, your knowledge of the game of where to go instead of Coach Yost just kind of keeping you here and let's make a decision here. Well, you can see a particular coverage and go completely away from that and go to the other side of the field just because of your knowledge base. So I think a combination of all those things are you know, he's more mature. His leadership's a lot different, and you know, so he's a. He's a very talented guy, and he's worked tremendously hard to be to up his game to a different level.
I know it's been 2 years since you've seen him play a game, but what do you know about what do you remember about Shilhas?
I remember he's a great athlete. He's very impressed with him athletically, and I'm sure you know he's going to be a challenge for us to have that kind of an athlete back there, and we're certainly aware of that, and. But he's a very smart guy, a great athlete, and I think he's very poised. And so we'll certainly, you know, we'll have our challenges this first game.
When you recruited him, did you so as a quarterback?
Well, we recruited him at that and as an athlete. But he went to the best. I always feel everybody goes, you know, it's all said and done, they go where the best place for them is. And that's okay with me. And that's, you know, he's a fine young man. No, he's like Tommy Saunders a little bit. You know, he's a guy that we know if, when a push comes to a shove, we can throw him back there, and he could catch the ball and do a great job. But you know, I think as you know, Jasper's doing not Jasper, but Carl's doing a good job with that last year. Kip Edwards has also been really good, and Marcus Murphy's a guy that really looks good. I mean, a guy that I think that you know could you know as we go and give him some opportunities as the season goes, he can move into that role, and he's got a little different level of speed and quickness. But you know, Carl's good, and what we'll do with TJ, we're going to start working him on holding a little bit now, knowing that if we had an injury, we can put him back there real fast, and he could help us, and that's exactly what Tommy Saunders did. I think what he just has to do is you know move the football team, throw completions. I think that you know I don't think he puts any more on him. You know, he's got people out there. I think we got some guys talented guys can catch the football, that can run, and you know I from a leadership standpoint he's doing an awful lot now, which is really good, and we need it from him. We have a small senior class, and all the juniors on both sides of the football, we lean towards leadership because that really will help our football team. I don't want him to feel like he's got to do a lot more. He's got a job to do, and he's got to trust the people around him, and hopefully he'll do that. Well, when Muneer, you know, when he went down, you know, we were just at the end of the practice, and I saw him down laying down there, and I glanced over at medical staff. Pat, Dr. Smith was there. Dr. Wynn was there. It happened to be at practice. They were right there. Emergency squad people right there. And you know, guys get hit a lot, and we usually just continue practice. If we stopped practice every time a guy went down, we probably wouldn't get done. And so I'm keeping my eye on him, and I just noticed that, you know, after looking back two or three times, we were doing a PAT field goal drill, is that he wasn't moving. And I've been doing this I've been coaching 34 years, and I've seen it in games and opponents and ourselves, and I've been in practices, you know, for that length of time. I've seen it many, many, many times, but I've always seen precautionary. They protect the neck and the spine, but I didn't see any movement, none. And I was absolutely frightened, scared to death. His father was there right there after it was over. Practice was over the next 5 minutes. Team got together, said a prayer. Dad jumped in the ambulance. I got on a golf cart, and they took me right over to right from the field over to the emergency. So when we found out, when we got over there about a half an hour in after he was over there, they did a remarkable job. But he would start getting sensation in both his legs and arms. So it was a relief. A relief is an understatement. Matt's done a good job. It's been a great competition, you know, and he's worked real hard at it, and so it's it'll be interesting, you know. It's I see Jake throughout the summer. He works over at the golf course a little bit. Don't tell him I said this, but we'd have to replace him, and we'd be worried about it. So, in fact, you can tell him I said that. Okay, he'll give me I'll get a text tomorrow. So. But Jake, we were last year, we were top five in the nation in net punting. So Andy Hill runs that whole group there. We take a lot of pride in that, you know, the importance of field position. So Matt's got his, you know, opportunity, his chance, and I think he'll do a good job.
Gary, is Brett Madison now listed third team on the tight end behind all that? Does that have to do with the deep snapping position?
No, that's not at all. That's just competition. Marcus Marlborough's there, and there's just a lot of competition there, and that's all good. That'll keep going on. We generally work with five ends and five tackles. And so that's not it at all. But Brad, you know, we've been training him for a long time, and he's talented, and he's put in the position where, you know, he's got a snap, and what's kind of good from a defensive standpoint, you know, is, you know, obviously when you go into PAT field goal, the defense has been on the sideline resting, and the same thing, you know, as it is for punt. So it's not like, you know, when we were at Toledo, we had an offensive lineman, a couple different offensive linemen that were real good snappers, and they were playing. And so they were, you know, they've been a 13-play drive, now they got to go snap. And so that situation won't be there. And he's very good and talented at it, and he should do a good job. Well, I think that to replace, to sit there and, you know, I don't think anybody just says first round draft board choice, okay, here, you know, you go ahead and go do it. I don't think we're asking that. You know, we're asking them to go out and play the best they can. And, you know, it's nice having to replace first round picks. You know, that's good. That's a good thing for your program. You want to be able to do it a lot. So this isn't about replacing him. This is about everybody stepping it up and playing their best. And that's hopefully what we'll do.
But, you know, the system may not, the way college football is set up, may not reward, and a lot of coaches have said, we'd rather play a schedule that might make it a little easier to put ourselves in position at the end of the season for a championship. You said this series is coming to an end, and would you like to see maybe being rewarded for playing games like that a little bit more?
I don't think the strength, in the BCS format, I don't think the strength of schedule is obvious, isn't key. It's not, and I don't know if there's a really an accurate way of doing it, but I don't think it's obvious that it's not a factor, much a significant factor. That's just my opinion about playing this game. It's been a great game. You know, Mike Alden and I always talked about having this game like in a, and again, this is just my opinion, in a decade, playing it six times, and then being off 4 years or any time within, and keeping it fresh and exciting, but also have the opportunity to schedule some other people as we have now with Arizona State coming up. So it just gives us a little bit of an opportunity, but go back to it. Okay, don't stay away from it. Go back to it. And obviously Illinois would have to agree with that also. And it is a great play. It's great to have it in St. Louis. It's a whole different atmosphere there. Would they ever make decisions to, you know, have it at Illinois or here in Columbia? That's, you know, that they make those decisions. I don't.
Going forward, are you interested in continuing to play at one BCS conference opponent
in non-con? Mike and I really haven't sat down and talked about that. You know, that's something that we always like to do in our scheduling. But that's something that we have to reevaluate the situation we're going to be in, and we play one more conference game, which all of a sudden now you've added the BCS team. Really, you've already added one. I think that, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
There's been some talk that Colorado doesn't leave the Big 12 at the same time as Nebraska. So do you anticipate that this isn't the last year for divisional?
I don't know. I just heard about that the other, you know, a couple weeks ago. I had no idea that was that might have to do with the you know, the amount of money it takes to get out of the league or something. I don't know what it has to do with. So I don't know. I'm just trying to win a game here. So trying to analyze all these. I just want to be a coach next year and we do it. Good. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.